The Traveler's Journal, July 28th, exploring the roots of Andrew Carnegie. In 1835, steel magnate and philanthropist Andrew Carnegie was born in the industrial town of Dunfermline, Scotland, across the Firth of Forth from Edinburgh. The old grey tomb, which grew up around a 10th century castle and later abbey built on a volcanic plug, was the capital of Scotland until the court moved to Edinburgh in 1603. The son of a linen weaver, Carnegie was born in a tiny cottage on the edge of the estate of the Laird of Pittencrieff, which encompassed the old castle ruins and the tiny glen it commanded. Carnegie's parents shared a typical two-up, two-down cottage with another family, living in the upstairs room and weaving downstairs. Though the Carnegies emigrated to America in 1848, where Andrew built a vast fortune in railroads and steel, he never lost his love for Scotland, or the town in which he was born. Its citizens were the beneficiaries of his first public gift, a swimming pool in 1873, followed by the first Carnegie Library, the first music hall, and a trust which still funds the town's athletic, artistic, and community facilities. In 1903, Carnegie bought the entire Pittencrieff estate and gave it to Dunfermline citizens, along with money to maintain it as a public park in perpetuity. And a magnificent park it is, a cool, airy glen, with peacocks strutting amid medieval ruins and glasshouses filled with exotic blooms. And the Carnegie's tiny cottage is still on the park's edge, restored and refurbished to the time when the Carnegies lived there. An adjacent museum holds a collection of Carnegie treasures, including a glittering array of city keys given by grateful citizens from around the world. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com.